You can never be sure just where you're going, and memory is a fleeting thing. But you can always know exactly where you are. Shady Pines Radio. You've always been invited, and now you're here.
Welcome to the fun show. Does anyone actually like making podcasts?
I'm Kelly Grace. I don't think they do. I was like, okay, you know that...
I'm Jessica Mullen.
Jessica Mullen, you know that idea we talked about maybe a couple weeks ago that you told me about what's so bad about it?
Yeah.
And so I was doing my writing, and I was writing what's so bad about the fun show.
Hey, you didn't clip when you just laughed. Oh, good job.
Great. Thanks.
Okay.
And...
what is so bad about it?
Well, part of it was, like, I just feel like it's pointless. Like, it's just, like, talking into a void. Yeah. You know? Like, I know we have our devoted listeners who I truly, truly appreciate, all two of you. Why'd you shake your head?
We have at least three.
Okay, sorry.
You clipped that time. Just when you have to laugh, laugh in that.
Laugh in here.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm, like, really knowing when the laugh is gonna come.
Well, just try. And when I squeak my chair, I'll squeak it there.
Okay.
Okay.
So anyway, stop.
Okay. So we're talking into a void for no reason.
Which, I mean, why even go down this route? Because then... like, okay, so I was thinking about, you know, I want to make this worksheet, what's so bad about it? But then it's like, where do you go from there after you say what's so bad about it? Then there's, like, a question that's like, but you're still going to do it? You know? So it's like, well, yes, I'm still going to do it. And it's like, well, why then?
Right. Why are we doing this?
I guess because we said we would.
There is that we are men of our word. But
we said we would make it through to the new year. Maybe it's time to...
I did almost say today that we should quit. But, like, we would be more into it if we had, like, a bunch of listeners, right?
I was thinking about that. And that was, like, the last thing that I wrote about in my writing, actually. I was today. Like, I said, I typed something like, the fun show's blowing up. And then the next line, I was like, but I don't care for it too.
I don't want it to.
Right? Like, I don't know. That's just not going to ever motivate me. Like, thinking about, well, like, I tried to be like, but get in the mindset of, like, we have a ton of listeners. And I'm like, I don't care either way. I don't know. Like, I wouldn't be doing it for listeners. Like, why would I even care if anyone listened to this?
Well... it's like, it's the same thing as working out. Like, the actual recording of it is fine. I do have fun. I always am glad we did it at the end. But it's like the preparation and the feeling that I feel leading up to it, which is like a feeling of, like, there's something that I have to do that is my choice, and I am choosing to make more work for myself for no reason.
Right.
But... I got a Jessica Mullen Oracle deck reading today.
Uh-huh.
And the reading was, I don't care what happens. And that gave me some perspective because part of it is caring what happens. Like, caring that I do it on time. Caring that I do a good job. Mm-hmm. Caring about what people think. And I know that I love talking to you. And I especially love... when we come up with new ideas together.
Right, but we don't need a mic to do that. Or an audience.
True. True.
But I was thinking about that too, because funnily enough, in my Beyond Manifestation journal, I got the underscore fun exercise today.
Right.
Which, if you're unfamiliar, the underscore fun exercise is... the idea is you're imagining what, like, if your life was a file. I'm kind of failing at explaining this. So where it originated from was I was trying to design the cover for the journal and I was feeling kind of stuck. So I made a new file called underscore fun where I would have the freedom to have fun and not try to make it, you know, sellable or what's going to look good on a shelf or be afraid to fuck up what we already had. And so I made one called underscore fun where I could experiment. And so just thinking about, like, what would the underscore fun version of the fun show be? And it's just like more experimental, I guess, and like more like what we talked about at the beginning. Like, if we really could come here and totally improvise and like almost channel it, like, would that be more fun?
Yes.
Like, than trying to, like, I liked the topics that I, the times that I brought topics that were like more like I took the time to find the quote from the book and like, I don't know. I guess it's okay, but I don't know. It's just not fun to me. Like, I do enjoy sharing those ideas and being able to articulate exactly what it was about and who wrote it and what book it was from. But, like, is that fun?
No. I don't think sometimes it's nice, but I think, like, a more free-form, flowing, channeling idea sounds way more fun to me.
Me too, in theory, but it's like when you get here and there's dead air, like, that's not fun. I'm not saying you, but, like, us, like, coming to the table and, like, trying to totally improvise with no topics.
But you're just assuming there'll be dead air. There doesn't have to be. And you're also putting a value judgment on dead air itself.
Stop!
There isn't that
no,
bad.
It's a fact. It is a fact that dead air is bad.
The only truth is that there is no truth.
The only truth is that we're not going to have dead air on this radio show.
Silence is the language of God. I could keep going.
It is not the language of radio. So could I. Keep them coming, sister.
You only clipped a little that time.
Oh, my God. That was right when you laughed.
No, it wasn't. Second laugh.
Okay, well, bring a topic instead of just discussing the quality of the waveform.
I just want you to be conscious of your clipping. Maybe we should get a new microphone that has a clip protection.
Okay. Anyway.
Let's see. What are my topics today? The first topic that I have is, no, I was still talking about this. Wow, really threw me off my game.
What did? You this, criticizing my clipping?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, here's the first topic. Medical marijuana. Yeah, that's like all the stuff I have written down. Do I even care? I just... Like, I want to do it because I think that it is really fun once
What's
we get
fun
there.
Fun about it?
Talking to you.
Really?
You're right.
Right about what?
Do you think it's fun talking to me?
Yeah, but like I said, like, oh, we talk all the time, and it's much more fun when we don't have to do it on the fun show.
Well, what I wanted to say is I love listening to podcasts myself, and so I like the idea of making what I want to consume.
Uh-huh.
Because it's just a fun challenge. Okay. I like to be challenged.
Now, if we're talking about the quality of the waveform, do you think that you should speak, like, maybe in the general direction of the mic?
I'm trying to talk to you. Wow. Sorry, listeners. This app sucks.
No, it doesn't. I love it. I thought it's gone great.
Okay. Do you want to talk about medical marijuana?
Well, I did like what you said about the challenge, but it's like, I don't know, typically when I challenge myself, like, it would be for a reason. I guess I'm just, like, struggling to find the reason to get back to Lake Charles.
He's to talk about it.
we used to go on and on. Like, I was thinking about, like, I think I used to actually like podcasting at one point. Like, what happened?
I think we need, like, some new ideas or something. And I've been feeling the same way in my guided meditations, that they've been, like, stale, like...
But, like, I've brought ideas to the table.
I'm not criticizing your ideas at all.
I know. I'm just saying, like, I feel like we've tried that.
We need, like, a new mentor. Like, I don't think I can ever say the words Abraham Hicks.
Yeah, right.
Ever again.
That's like saying you're not going to say God. But I don't know that it matters. Like I said, you already said the times that I've brought new ideas from other mentors that it wasn't fun. And I'm not, I know it wasn't. It was too academic.
Well, it's just hard for me to, like, first of all, I need to read the quote. It's hard for me to process it orally.
I understand that, but, like, in the bigger, like, there's no reason to even discuss the minutiae of why that wasn't fun, because it's not ever going to be fun.
Okay.
Right?
Reading quotes. Probably not.
Bringing ideas. Bringing ideas. Talking about ideas.
Oh, saying how I need a mentor.
Like, that's not going to solve it. Like, okay, you find the new Neville Goddard or whatever, the person whose idea you think is so great and everything. Is that going to make you want to get on the fun show?
When I'm really excited about a new idea, I guess I want to talk about it. But... I still think that this has value as, like, a mutual life coaching session.
Okay.
Because I know by the end of it, we're going to be glad we did it and say that was fun.
Right, but won't we mostly just be relieved it's over?
We will be relieved it's over. And, like, where are the muscles we're developing?
Exactly. I mean, I guess I can get on a mic for an hour now, which at the beginning was a lot more of a challenge. Like, when we had to do that 30-minute... workshop, when we got to do that 30-minute workshop, it was easy compared to this. But then it's like, okay, so I'm training for something I don't really want to do. Why don't we just go train for a marathon while we're at it?
I'd like to run a max of 5 miles.
5 minutes.
Okay, well, I still... The mutual life coaching angle, I think, is good.
Okay.
I mean, I love it when it's, like, about what is your contrast. I love it when it's personal stories. I love it when you tell a story and make me laugh. I love it. And that's the other thing, like, not a lot happens.
Right.
In our lives.
Right. And it's, like, we didn't, I mean, this isn't really, I don't know, it's not really meant to be, like, a personal retelling. It's not a weekly memoir, like.
I am a professional memoir.
Like, oh, one thing we did was we made sweaters for our cats out of leg warmers. Another day, we waited around all night for our neighbor to deliver some cookies, and then we demolished them.
And we went to the post office, except we didn't go to the post office because we ran into the mail carrier on the way there.
And thank God, because there was a shooting on our route.
Which is very annoying. No?
Oh, you just laughed and clipped a lot. Oh, I just want you to be conscious.
Maybe we should just mud wrestle.
I thought you were going to say muscle ourselves so we don't clip. Hey, oh my God, I just came up with the perfect solution. If we never record the fun show, it won't clip.
Hey, if we go walk by where those shootings happen, we might get shot.
Okay, now that sounds fun.
Can people stop shooting? God, trying to go to the post office.
I think your coat is clipping.
Now, okay.
Okay, well, I've laughed a lot. So.
And I've been struggling trying to come up with my funniest part in my BMJ lately.
True, but we do joke all day. It's probably just trying to whittle it down to one single
So far, at least we've laughed on the show, which is the point.
It is.
That really should just be the point, to make each other laugh.
Right, but then it's like, you can't plan laughter.
I'm not planning it. I could never.
I don't know. Whatever. I mean, I guess we might as well just move on. We're trying to figure out why we're sitting here. Already done, recorded 15 minutes of it, so it's like...
not gonna stop now.
Right. Like, I guess we might as well try to find a topic that's not meta.
Impossible.
which I guess could be translated to all of life. Like, what is even the point of being alive?
I don't know.
Is there
know.
A reason? Like, there isn't, you know? So why is there always got to be a reason?
Well, I guess the point is you give it the point.
Right, but, like, I just want to want to do the things I'm doing and not feel like I'm doing something out of obligation every week.
Which, like, is, like, our whole lives.
What?
Working out, going to the store, recording to the fun show. That's our whole life.
No, it isn't. I do plenty besides that that I want to do. That's like 3 hours of our week.
Anyway, what were you saying before I so rudely interrupted you?
I'm just saying, I don't know why, like, you even said yourself that you dread doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, why?
But why are we keeping it up if we dread it? Like, it just seems so...
Because right now I'm having fun. Like I said, it's the setup that's annoying.
What is?
Turning off the humidifier. Turning down the heat.
What's so bad about it? Turning off the humidifier.
Going upstairs to get the microphone in the tundra. Turning off the pot of boiling water. Downloading the ads that I have to put into the GarageBand. But, like, what else am I doing?
True.
I'm on Instagram.
True. I mean, it's better to sit here and do this for an hour than look at brainwashing.
Yeah, that's the thing. I want to be the brainwasher. And so I think I need to work on what I'm trying to...
You want to be the brainwasher. You want to wash your own brain?
Yes. Yes. Dear God, yes. I want to wash my own brain. And the brains of all of my listeners.
Isn't that kind of like the opposite of what we say we were doing?
Washing brains.
We've never said we were intending to brainwash.
You're right. It's more like vacuuming. There's a difference.
The sounds do the vacuuming.
Yes. No, I'm not trying to brainwash, but what I'm saying is that I at least, it's like when I skip a day of my journal, it feels like I've wasted an opportunity to set an intention or deliberately create. And I feel like the fun show is like an opportunity to deliberately create the media I want in the world. And if I can't do it, who can?
So this is the media you want in the world?
That's what I want it to be. There are many fun shows that I've really loved.
True.
I do, especially that first one with your life coaching.
Oh, yeah.
Well, do you want to life coach me?
Okay, let's take a break first so I can take my hoodie off without it clipping.
Come enjoy some lo-fi hip-hop tunes on Saturdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific Time with me, DJ Royal Fish, as I host
Liquid Hot Magma
on Shady Pines Radio.
And we're back.
Welcome back to the fun show. Now, what did you want to tell me about medical marijuana?
Okay, well, I do want some life coaching, but first I have a quote.
No!
That relates to the brainwashing passage.
Hold on.
I know I said about quotes, but it came to my mind and I was able to pull it up while you were in the bathroom. And let me just read it to you.
But I didn't get a chance to read the quote before this. So.
It's a surprise. It's part of the fun.
Oh, but yet you were requesting to have all quotes submitted.
I was not. I was requesting no quotes. Okay. This is from Tina Turner's book, Happiness Becomes You, which I no longer recommend. It's so long and boring. Sorry, Tina. I really loved the beginning few chapters, but then it was just, it stopped being relevant to my interests. But there was this one good passage where she says, a well-known ancient Buddhist passage says, damn, wasn't expecting it to say that.
Did you read the quote before this?
A well-known ancient Buddhist passage says, you are your own master. Could anyone else be your master? When you have gained control over yourself, you have found a master of rare value. And that's what I meant about the brainwashing or the wanting to find a new guru. I want to be my own master.
Okay.
That was just something, that was what I had in mind when I thought about the finding a guru or something, because I feel like if I could master myself, I would have endless topics to talk about. But
that's like an ego trip thing.
Mastering yourself?
Mm-hmm.
How so?
Because that's something the ego would do. Try to master. Anytime there's like a master and then, I guess, a slave or whatever.
Well, the mind is supposed to be in service to you. Right?
I would say the goal would be transcending the mind.
A different word for mastery. This was translated from Japanese. Maybe I didn't have to say master.
What exactly are you getting at?
Medical marijuana is my master. So, yeah, like, I don't really want to talk about that either.
What?
The medical marijuana.
Okay, because that was one of your topics.
I know. Y'all, I'm going to try to get my medical card in Ohio.
I thought you said you didn't want to talk about it.
Can you hear the defeat in my voice?
I thought you wanted it.
Oh, I do.
I thought you had been wanting it forever. Why would you be defeated by it?
Because I want recreational, and I think medical's a joke.
Okay, but then anytime I want to move to a recreational state, you don't want to move.
Well, in 2022, I do. Not today.
Exactly. So we're working with what we have.
I know. We are.
I'm excited about that. I don't know why you would be defeated about that.
You're right. Okay, so back to the life coaching. I have a really bad attitude today.
Same, as is evidenced by this recording. As is evidenced by us forcing ourselves to do something we don't want to do and constantly having to rationalize why we're doing it when we know we don't want to do it.
Would we want to do it if we had a good attitude?
And it's just so backwards, like trying to get yourself in a good mood to do something that you don't want to do when you could just skip the thing you don't want to do, be in a good mood.
So,
why do you think you have a bad attitude today?
let's
realistically.
See. I'll blame my period. I'll blame the winter, anything but my self-imposed to-do list. I'll blame having to cook later. I do feel like, I don't know, maybe we should just take a 1 week break. But like, is it really that hard?
No, it's not, but it does put a downer on every Wednesday. Let's be real. Like, why beat around the bush about it? Like, okay, if we're life coaching, then let's life coach ourselves. Like, if we were in therapy, our therapist would be like, why do you keep doing it then if you hate it so much that you have to come here and talk to me about it?
I want it to be fun. I want to enjoy it. I want to enjoy my life no matter what I'm doing. And I think that's what my attitude is about, is like, I want to be able to have a good attitude no matter what I'm doing.
But that's so backwards. It's trying to put a square in a circle. Like,
are you having a bad time right now?
Not necessarily, but like I said, like, it's not like I wake up and I'm like, yes, we get to do the fun show. Compared to Monday. Okay, Monday we had an awesome day. What were we ready to do? Order pizza.
Skip working out.
Was any part of that day like, oh God, I just don't want to do this. I just don't want to order this pizza. Like, no. And then everything else, like, lined up, right? Because we had a good attitude because we're looking forward to the things that we get to do, that we want to do.
True.
Wake up on a Wednesday.
I was fine this morning.
So when did your bad attitude kick in?
I think right when we pressed record.
That's so weird. I can't believe. Right? When we hit record, you started dreading cooking later.
I think it was when it was clipping, and I feel out of control about, like, my audio production as well.
Okay.
Like, I feel, like, overwhelmed by myself.
Like, how?
Like, first of all, I feel like I should have cried by now. Not on the fun show, but, like, in life. And I want to know where my emotions are. Second of all, I just feel like I'm in this, like, holding pattern of, I don't know. I feel weird. I feel off.
It's because you're forcing yourself to do something you don't want to do. I almost said, when we're done with this, we should record another up where you say how much better you feel because this is over.
Okay.
Should you just move the mic away from me?
Just a little.
Should I just whisper?
The waves at the same height?
Last time I was too far away from the mic. Now you're moving it away from me.
It's fine. Your talking is fine. It's just the laughing into the mic. And I don't know how to fix it once it's clipped. And I feel like Pony and Lindy don't even help me with the recording.
What do you want me to do about it? You want
I
me
don't
to sit here
know.
And watch over you while you do it?
I don't know how to operate this software, and I've already Googled it.
Did you try the software I recommended?
I downloaded it. This is the first time we've recorded since then.
And whatever, I don't want to sit here and bicker on here.
Same. What if I put my head in your lap and we talk from there?
No.
Oh. All right, I'll pick another topic. Because you said you don't have any, right?
I have plenty of topics.
Okay, well then your turn.
I just don't feel like any of them matter.
What's one? Maybe it'll matter to me.
I just don't even feel like it. Let me try to remember. Okay, well. One thing was that we'd been looking forward to what we called this art week, which was supposed to be after we finished all our deadlines, we were going to take a week, excuse me, to focus on just whatever we wanted to do rather than having to be forced into a deadline. And at first, the first part of it, I started working on this like sewing project that I had been wanting to work on for a while, and I got sick of it so fast after like 2 hours. And really, I realized that all I wanted to do was like work on our books, work on our zines and stuff like that. So it was like a really awesome realization that my art that I so-called was putting, you know, like saying like, I'm not going to do my work, I'm going to do my art. But it was just a really nice realization that my work is my art. Like, I mean, I know that, but it was just really reassuring that when I could work on anything I wanted, I still wanted to, like, work on our books.
Yeah, it's a work of art. It's work of art. And I was making the bookmarks, and that was so fun, and it was so relaxing to go through the whole process of making the bookmarks. Even though it was work, it was still art. And while we were doing the... While I was making those bookmarks, I was listening to this NMRK chanting track. over and over. What?
I understand that you don't want a clip, but it just seems like you're talking really quietly.
Well, you don't have to sigh at me. You could just interrupt me and tell me.
I didn't mean to sigh at you. Anyway, you were working on your NMRK.
Oh my god, I aimed that away from the mic. Okay, fuck it. Fuck the NMRK. Maybe that's what's putting me in a bad mood. Because I've been listening to the same track over and over and over nonstop since I made the bookmarks. I'll play it for you.
Really? I don't think so. Okay, do you want to go to break and
Why can't I play it?
Okay, let's just have some dead air while you look for this track.
I didn't hear a single ounce of dead air because you talked through my scrolling. That's what I've been listening to. The only track I've been listening to since I made those bookmarks. And I think it's ruining my life.
Why is it ruining your life?
It lost its flavor.
Hmm.
Okay.
It happens.
Art week. Well, do you have other art projects you're excited about?
I don't know. I would have to think about it, I guess.
Okay.
Do you? I don't know. I'm sorry. This all just seems so pointless. Who cares?
Well, what would you rather be doing?
Literally anything. Name I'd rather be thing. Doing dishes. I'd rather be outside shoveling snow.
Is it talking to me that's putting you off?
No, like I said, we talk all the time.
Is it...
Like, even when I'm trying to tell my topic, like, it just doesn't even sound interesting to me. Like, it's just pointless to me.
All of my topics are really pointless, too. Oh, here's a good one that I actually do want to talk about. Pre-paving 2021.
Okay.
Doesn't that sound fun?
Sure.
Okay. First, hold my hand. I'm sorry I'm criticizing your clipping.
I'm sorry, I sighed at you.
Thanks. I hope you don't do it again.
Sigh at you?
Yeah.
All right, we'll try not to whisper.
Try not to laugh into the mic. Okay.
That shouldn't be too hard.
It's like, I guess I'm depressed or something because nothing sounds fun.
You're not depressed. You're on the fun show.
No, but even right now, there's nothing else I'd rather be doing.
Right, but
other than maybe sleeping.
But as soon as this is over, watch that energy spike.
To go cook dinner.
Then don't cook.
Guess I'm feeling really claustrophobic and sick of routine.
Oh my god. I've been about to blow at how small our house feels lately. Like, these fucking one-ways. Like, our whole house, every single walkway is a one-way. I'm about to explode. It's like, okay, you know how some cities, it'll be like, you know, every other street is a one-way the other way? Well, our house, every single fucking street's a one-way going the same direction, and it's whatever direction the vehicle that's already on the fucking street is going. And there's no room for anything. There's no room for this huge-ass printer that we just bought that doesn't even work. And then I'm gonna... Oh, yeah, listen to this. So, here's this new printer. Expensive ass fucking color laser printer. Like, yeah, this is gonna be great. This is gonna help us up our volume because our inkjet is so slow. It just takes so long. So we're gonna get this laser and it's gonna go so fast. Well, the shit comes out all curled up. So then you have to spend 24 hours smashing the fucking papers. Before they can go back in the printer. So now it probably takes about 20 times as long.
I just
rubbed Isn't that
my,
funny?
I rubbed my eye and I imagined ripping my eye out.
That'd be fun. Just slapping it on the table.
I was going to throw it at the cats.
They would eat it, though. You would never be able to put it back in. Ugh, makes me think of that Anthony Bourdain book.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the printer drugs. Small business drugs.
Fine. I guess we're going to make it work. But, you know, those pages that I put underneath that bin to flatten, they're no flatter than they were when I put them under there. They're actually more curled.
How is that possible? No. It's like, I feel like there's just so many demands on me and my attention.
Like what?
Like just keeping my life spinning.
Like what?
Cooking, exercising, working, a schedule. Like every single thing.
is annoying.
Yeah, but I know since every single thing is annoying that it's probably not every single thing and it's probably me.
I know. I've been thinking that too. I'm like, okay, I don't want to live in a way where I don't want to do a single like thing. Like I'm resisting every single thing. Like if today we had it planned out to where we were going to sit around and read all day, I wouldn't want to do it.
No, and if we were going to take a break from the fun show, I would be like, that was fun. We should do that again.
Right. You're so right. But like, it's like trying to bottle DMT or something. Like, how do you get that feeling without it being real? You know, like, how the fuck do we want to do this without being like, we're not going to do it anymore?
Maybe we just, I don't know. I think maybe we're overthinking it, or we said something about not coming with topics that might help.
I don't know, because like, okay, I had a couple topics in the back of my head or whatever. I don't know, I just feel like it's harder when there's no topics because we're sitting here like grasping for straws.
They are nice to fall back on.
Yeah, and then the weeks that I have a ton of topics, like, it goes a lot faster. Probably bicker less because we're actually talking about real shit instead of me just bitching about how I don't want to do this the whole time.
I don't want to bicker.
Me either. I want to have fun.
I hate bickering. It makes me want to kill.
Well, then stop doing it.
Then stop bitching.
Right. I guess I'm the only single solitary cause of the bickering.
It was a joke.
Uh-huh.
Funny joke.
Laughing my ass off. Rolling on the floor. Laughing my ass off.
Okay. I won't bicker. What? Is there anything that you love today?
No. Just kidding. Just kidding. Why?
Because then that will turn us in the direction of the love flow.
Okay.
I loved it when you put the leg warmers on the cat.
That was fun.
And I loved it when I thought my packages were going to get here today.
Nice. I forgot what my other topic was. I read a good book.
I've been really trying to... Do you want to talk about your good book?
I don't know. I don't want to give any spoilers.
Okay. Did you love it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I loved when I was... When I was talking about those bookmarks, I was listening to that chanting track. My Hemi Sync. That's what I want to talk about.
Okay. You needed some oil on that chair, though.
I'm sitting totally still. Let me move real quick while you're laughing. Okay. Y'all, let's talk about HemiSync. HemiSync was invented by Robert Monroe in the 70s. He is a premier investigator of out-of-body experiences. I haven't looked up anything more about him other than the first page of Google results when you Google his name, but he invented this thing called HemiSync. Now let's back up to when we worked for TikTok. Excuse me, we didn't work for TikTok. Let's back up to when we were on TikTok and we came across this video of this girl who said the CIA recently declassified this paper about the Gateway Experience. And the Gateway Experience is where you can listen to binaural beats and astral project is the easiest I can describe it. So ever since we saw this TikTok about the CIA document about the Gateway Experience, and the CIA document says that astral travel is possible if you can do these things with your mind involving the binaural beats. Since we saw these videos of this girl talking about the CIA document, I really wanted to try the HemiSync tapes to try to see if I could astral project like the CIA. The tapes are $490 on Amazon.com, and I wasn't going to buy them. So I just let it go, and then one day, I came across someone talking about them on Facebook. Long story short, I now have HemiSync tapes, and I want to tell you about them. And I feel like you should talk for a minute to interrupt me.
What do you want me to say?
Anything. Just to break it up.
Okay.
Okay. So... Okay, the HemiSync tapes. It's several CDs, and it's like 6 tracks per CD. There's about 36 tracks, and they're 34 to 37 minutes long. And you can do them all at once, and they have retreats where you go do them with other people. But I've just been listening to one track a day. And my results are... They're good. They're not as drastic as I expected, but there have been some really good
parts. But didn't you just start it?
Like, I just did.
Did you think you were going to, like, 4 days later, you're going to be off in some other?
I was hoping I was a natural, yes. I was hoping, yes, that it would be instant and that I'd be instantly transported. I mean, I know the CIA said only 0.01% of people are capable of doing this, but I was obviously...
In the 0.01.
I just thought it would come a little more easily, but...
But, like, isn't there still, like, several more weeks like to the program?
I still have 30 days. I've only done 6 days. And I already feel like I need to do the first week over because I didn't take it seriously the first 2 times. Okay, but... Okay, let me just... can I explain what it's like?
Sure.
Okay. So you sit there with your headphones on, and you have to use headphones because it goes in either ear. Like, one beat goes in one ear, and one beat goes in the other. And so they'll play 2 different tones, and when those tones combine in your brain, it creates a third wave, and that starts to align your 2 brain hemispheres into specific... What? Specific hertz.
Something's going on outside.
Okay. So, it's a combination of, like, hypnotic suggestion and binaural beats. And the first one is just about learning to tune yourself. So, here's what you do. The first thing you do is tune yourself by humming along to these sounds that sound like... And then... the first thing you do before that is you have an energy conversion box and you put all of your worries and things that are bothering you into this box so they don't bother you while you're doing this meditation. Astral travel. Then you build this resonant energy balloon around your body and you picture energy coming out of the top of your head, moving around your body like in a torus shape and then coming back in your body through your feet. And this balloon will protect you from energy that you don't like or energy you don't want to let into you. And it's also like a battery that you can charge up your own energy And so it's kind of has a protective element, but also is for just storing your own energy so you don't waste it. Not that you can waste it, but just so that you don't spend it on places you don't want to. Then you hum along. Actually, you did that already. Then you say your affirmation, which starts with, I am more than my physical body. And so far he's provided just a couple tricks that really have helped me. And one of them is the balloon. I love thinking about the balloon because it's in alignment with a lot of other mystical teachers about how you build your light body around yourself to protect you. Especially I like using it like when I'm out in public. So all of my fans and haters don't, you know, accost me.
Right. Yeah. That was such a problem before. I'm so glad you've had these 4 days to transform your personal space.
Since we've left the house so many times, like, no hey, more fans or haters.
It protected us from that shooting, so.
Exactly. Okay. One of the tricks, so the balloon I think is really helpful as a visualization, and the other one is, if you want to be focused, to just repeat the number one to yourself over and over while touching the back of your neck with your right hand. And I really like this suggestion because it's really simple and it goes along with the silent counting. And there's this guy on Instagram that I follow who had this breakdown on mushrooms on Instagram Live. And I asked him what it was about. And he was like, all you have to know is meditate on the number one. Just say one over and over. One, 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 one. So it was cool that these tapes kind of, you know, confirmed this person's breakdown on mushrooms on Instagram Live.
I'm not even going to ask who it was.
You know who it was. So I'm only into the first week of these tapes, and I just do one a day, and I think it's really fun and exciting. I have fallen asleep twice, which is to be expected, but I'll keep you posted on my progress with HemiSync and astral travel.
Maybe they could email you or something if they want to ask you about the tapes.
Oh, if you want to ask me about the tapes, email me, jessicamullen@gmail.com. I'd be more than happy to talk to you about the tapes.
Cool. It's good. It's a good, very relevant topic, I think.
I think it's just really... It's really fun. Hey, that's something fun that I'm into.
I was just sitting here thinking, like, not. I mean, I was paying attention to what you were saying, but of course, I already know about HemiSync, so I was thinking, like, if we're not gonna quit the fun show, then I'm not gonna, like, we've been through this so many times, but, like, if we're not gonna quit it, then I'm gonna have to find a way to have a good attitude about it. So,
yeah.
And I mean, just not resisting it or ever talking about how much I don't want to do it is probably a good start.
I think that's, yeah. I think just dwelling on not wanting to do it doesn't help.
Or like you said, overthinking it, like, that's a really good point. There doesn't need to be a reason beyond knowing that I'm not going to quit. Like, I know that it feels way shittier to be like, hey guys, we don't want to do this anymore, so hope you can find someone to fill our slot.
We're just too busy.
Like, we just don't like it, and we can never come up with ideas, because we're boring, right? You know, we just sit in our house, and we put leg warmers
on our cat.
We say we love ideas, but we don't have any, so...
Exactly. That's the feeling of like defeat and feeling like I don't have any ideas, and
right.
That's what I'm resisting, is feeling like shit.
There was something you said when you were talking about the HemiSync. Oh, the affirmation. I am more than my body.
I am more than my physical body is how it starts.
And it was like, it reminded me when you said like, you're overwhelmed with yourself,
mm-hmm.
But it's like you're overwhelmed with that, like the concept of humanhood that you've tried to like force on the true self. You know what I mean?
My life coach would say that I am always trying to avoid my humanness. I mean, that something that she used to say to me was, you're human, stop trying to not be human.
Well, I'm not going to say anything about your old life coach, but I'm your new life coach.
Okay.
And you are more than your physical body.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Yeah. So you're saying I'm overwhelmed with humanness or not?
Like, you're saying, like, you're overwhelmed with trying to do things that you think a human should do.
Yeah.
You know? Rather than focusing on the I am-ness, the unadulterated self.
Yeah. True. True. And I do like all my routines, though.
Me too.
I mean, it's working out for us.
I mean, we're almost done with this, and I'm feeling so much better.
Plus, look how beautiful we are.
True. They can't see how beautiful we are. They'll have to take our word for it.
They can hear it through the waves.
True.
Although they can't perceive me because I have my resonant energy balloon on to protect me. Okay.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I did just want to say the title of the really good book I read, which is The Room by Jonas Carlson.
Cool.
And I recommend it. It's a very good book.
Cool.
It's a fun ride, which is what I want the fun show to be. And I was thinking about it because I really like it because it, like, it sucks you in and spits you out. And
the book?
Yeah. It's, like, really fast-paced. It's very, like, mono-focused on this one topic. Like, there's no subplot.
You hate a subplot.
I guess I do. And there's no love story. And I was realizing, like, maybe I hate love stories, too.
At least straight love stories.
I don't know. Yeah. When it's not straight people, it's more tolerable, but...
Yeah.
I don't even know if I can think of a single book that was a favorite that I've read this year that was, like, anything remotely having to do with a love story.
My Dark Vanessa.
I didn't read that.
I loved that book.
Was that really a love story, though?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Yes. Well, one other technique from the hemisyncs, non sequitur, hope you don't mind, is when you want to turn your balloon on after you've built it the first time of imagining the energy coming out of your head and going back into your feet in a Taurus shape. Next time you want to just turn it on when you're out in public and your haters are advancing on you, you just blow out. Well, you take a deep breath and then blow out. And picture a shiny circle with a number 10 in it that you blow out. And then your balloon's on you. Isn't that cool?
It's very creative.
Yeah, I guess that's why I like it. Because I just love the idea of people coming up with these random techniques of, yeah, just blow out a shiny circle with the number 10 on it and you're protected. It's all you gotta do. It's really simple. And I like being in a state where I can be, where that can be suggested to me, and I can be like, yeah, that's cool. That's going to work for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't it work? I mean, I'm choosing to believe it works. And the next, there's just so much that's going to happen in the hemisync tapes if I sit up and don't fall asleep.
Can't wait.
It's just that I do them upstairs in the bed under the covers.
Well, why do you do that?
Because it's so cold.
Well, is there anywhere else you can do it?
I could do it in here, but then I have to make the cats get out. Whatever, it doesn't matter. But what's coming up are things like remote viewing and just various traveling in the mind. Which cool. I think is really, really a nice adventure in this winter pandemic.
Cool, it sounds fun.
Do you think you'll ever try it?
Probably not. It doesn't really interest me.
How come?
It's just not what I want to spend my time doing.
Have you ever been interested in astral projection?
It doesn't interest me at all. Like, it's like, why? Again, I don't see the why. I'd be more inclined to do the fun show, I guess.
Damn. Okay. Would you rather do the tapes or smoke DMT?
I guess smoke DMT. Like, why am I going to sit here and do the tapes when I could just smoke a drug that'll do it for me? I don't know. Like, the last time I did DMT, I, like, not that I'm afraid, but I'm kind of afraid that I was tripping. And it was, like, I could see that, like, how there's, like, all the versions. And I guess I'm kind of afraid that I might go into one.
Yeah. There, from what I've read in my studies, it's a very common fear that you'll come out of in the wrong world. And, but sometimes, like, I've read accounts where people have gone into a different world and chosen a different world, but they invariably end up here, but we wouldn't know about the ones that don't end up back here.
Right.
But the one that was interesting was they chose to go into a different one, but then the entities spit them back here, but the scene was slightly different. Like, it was a truly different world. Like, something was out of place. Like, possessions on the table were, like, different.
Whoa.
And that would be...
Yeah, I could just see myself being, like, if I'm tripping, not really understanding, like, okay, you're going into a different dimension now, like... I'm not really afraid of it, but I guess it has kept me from being, like, super amped about doing it again.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I'll do the tapes. And
yeah, you let me know, and if you don't come back, I'm going to be kind of pissed. I'm not recording this by myself.
What would you talk about it if it was just you?
I would not do it.
I picture sports.
You know I don't do sports anymore.
Well, we've made it 56 minutes.
We did it.
I'm really proud of us.
Me too. I feel better.
We didn't quit this week.
We accomplished at least one thing this week.
We transmuted our bickering.
So glad.
And you still love me.
So much.
Even though I criticized you.
About the clipping. Oh, and then you told me to quit bitching. You quit bitching.
You're the one who said you were bitching.
You're the one who said you were depressed.
Oh, here we go. I'm not anymore, really.
Good. Yeah, I'm in a great mood. It's so weird.
That's so weird.
At the very least, this podcast is like a mood recorder, like a documentation of how you could go from a bad mood to a good mood.
And that in itself makes it worth it.
Yeah.
Would we be in a bad mood if we didn't have to record it, though? I feel like I would have been.
No, I promise you wouldn't.
Maybe I'm in a bad mood because we have to go walk this loaf of bread over.
No, that's going to be so fun.
See, I'm just resisting every single thing. And that's why I thought having the NMRK chanting track on repeat was going to solve the rest of my life, and it didn't.
Well, again, that's like a mind, that's like an ego trip kind of thing. Once, like, you know, like once you try to make it into something, like, I'm going to show you this essay in this Alan Watts book.
Okay. I do feel like I'm trying too hard.
Well, it's because we're supposed to be in our art week.
This is our art.
But it's also a deadline.
Yeah,
that's true. Also, it's like, I don't want to be the type of person who can't handle a single deadline. Like, that's pathetic to me. I want to be a type of person that can be like you said, like, yeah, I have this. I'm excited. I'm doing this. You know?
I have ideas I want to talk about.
Right. Like, the reason is that I'm smart and people want to hear me talking. Exactly. Obviously.
We never got around to our pre-paving 2021.
But oh,
here's what I'm going to say.
Let's have fun.
For 2021, I have ideas and I'm smart and people want to listen to me.
Yes.
And that's the theme of 2021 on the Fun Show. We have ideas, we're smart, and you want to listen to us. And my chair. And our clipping.
And our bread machine beeping. And our cats cleaning ass.
Oh, it's been fun. It's been a fun one.
Yeah, I think it was actually pretty good.
And we laughed.
And we get better every week.
We do. Next week, I intend to come into this with a good attitude.
Same. Next week, I'll fully embrace how much I love doing the Fun Show.
We have ideas, we're smart, and people want to listen to us.
Yes, and they want to sign up for our magical library.
It's only $15 a month.
That's so many ideas that you can get for $15.
SchoolOfLifeDesign.com. Thanks for listening.
It's been fun.